The Public Council of the temporarily occupied Kherson region called on the Russian-appointed so-called head of the region, Volodymyr Soldo, to urgently hold a referendum on the territory's accession to the Russian Federation, Russian propaganda outlets inform. It is already known that Volodymyr Soldo, Gauleiter of the occupied part of Kherson region, adopted a decision on holding such a pseudo-referendum. The day before, militants in Donetsk and Luhansk regions appealed to their leaders with a similar call to join Russia. Collaborators in the occupied territories are sure that joining the Russian Federation will secure the captured territories and will also be guarantee of a return to peaceful life. Meanwhile, Mykhailo Podolyak, the advisor to the head of the president's office, emphasized that attempts by the Russian invaders to hold referendums in the temporarily occupied territory would not change the world's position, according to which Donetsk, Luhansk, and Crimea are Ukraine. RU propagandists believe that referendums are a panacea. I have bad news. There is global consensus and international law. It is unambiguous. Donetsk, Luhansk, Crimea, Ukraine. Any attempts to repaint flags are a fiction that will not change anything for us nor for our partners, Podolyak stressed. Experts also believe that holding a pseudo-referendum will not help Russia in its attempt to consolidate its territorial acquisitions. The armed forces of Ukraine will not pay even the slightest attention to its results. The only consequences of such performances will be criminal liability for the organizers and participants of the pseudo-referendum. Bohdan Marushiak,